Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Thank you for sharing some time with us. New from acclaimed author Leland A. King, Poetry of Life, Lyrics, Lines, and Short Stories, a diverse, colorful, and amusing collection of his favorite poems, reminiscence, and fictional stories. What you would expect from someone with a background as culturally rich as Leland. Leland was a superintendent of police, child protective investigations program administrator, a certified public manager, a master's degree in mental health counseling and agency development from Troy State University. Now he's a resident of Florida. You can follow him on his popular blog, BlueGadFly.com. Author of Poetry of Life, Lyrics, Lines, and Short Stories, Leland A. King, our guest on This Week in America. Leland, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Rich.
It is fun to have you here. There are so many interesting things to talk about in your book, Poetry of Life. Let's go back to how this whole process began. You've had other books. When did you start working on this? Because it's a great compilation of poems and short stories.
I started working on that about November of last year, and it's come through. It took a little while to get it published and everything else, but that one is there, and I enjoy so many parts of it. It was just like no work.
Well, yes, and when you're reading it, you do the same as from a reading standpoint, you're reading it. In fact, it took me a while to go through the book because I'm thinking as I get through each poem and short story because there's so much there that really sparks that discussion, that thinking process as you're going through that. Where did you get all of the different ideas for the book to put this together?
Well, I'm very grateful for the kind of life that I was given. And they tend to flow, my work tends to flow from the experiences I've had in careers. I would want to think that this that I have now is my fourth career. I've been, like you said, in police force, and I've been with Child Protective Services. I've also been to New York School of Culinary Sciences, and we did a lot of cooking and baking and long hours down there. So from those experiences, I was able to draw on many, many things that would interest people. What I don't want to ever do is to fall into a system of just producing something and give it out there for somebody to read, totally fictional. Much of the work that I do has to do with real-life stories that I turned around and fictionalized. Many of them would come from child welfare because I grew more as a person in that experience than I did as a police officer. When you have a background that you, over the life of my career, I've visited about 2,000 American homes with problems. You know, hopefully bringing things to attention. And that left me with a lot of not only experiences of what you saw, but also the possibilities of what could be, you know. So it served to drift me away from the normal immigrant experience and the sectionalizing that takes place. So because the houses that you go to, they're, you know, of any race, any income, you know, throughout the whole thing. So I don't think that anything could have given me the kind of experience that I got from that and the number of things that I learned from that. And if you look at the chapter about domestic violence, that is something that's very close to my heart. I feel passionately about that and child welfare.
You do an excellent job with the domestic violence in highlighting that. The chapter is Domestic Violence, We All Pay for Your Inability to Control Yourself. You have some staggering costs there, the cost of intimate partner violence in the U.S., and that's setting aside and not diminishing, but the emotional toll that you address as well, but just the financial ramifications of this. We're looking at almost $6 billion in medical health care productivity losses in the country. The book we're talking about is Poetry of Life, Lyrics, Lines, and Short Stories by Leland A. King. This is a republished book now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. It's available for sale at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press, and Media Direct Orders, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. Information available and the direct link at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. If you go to videos, if you're watching this on YouTube, there's a link there that will take you directly to the author page at Page Turner. Let's talk a little bit about that. Knowing your background, it really does come across in these stories. And the stories, it's a variety of themes, isn't it? We've got serious topics like that. You've got a little melancholy, and you've got some amusing stories and poems as well.
Yes, I think that I do because I enjoy them myself. While I'm writing it, sometimes if I'm doing an amusing story, I would read it over and over again because I got the time, and not because I'm editing it, because I'm just trying to figure out what more I can bring to the story to make it amusing and interesting.
When you take a topic, when you come up with a topic, okay, this is something that I really would like to write, how do you determine how you write it, whether it's poetry, whether it's prose? How do you go about setting that process up?
Well, I think the way that I do that is if the story that I want to tell through poetry is short and has an impact, an emotional impact, that is how I would decide to have it that way. If I'm doing a longer story, like the journey from regret to happiness, that is something you want to pour a little bit more of your soul into. And some of those things you can, you know, benefit from reading widely on the subject of what we want as human beings. Or you can, you know, take that information and sit with it a while, let it mature. And then you can start writing what you feel. And I've had very bad experiences in my life. I had good experiences, rich experiences, and all of them I'm grateful for. So I discovered that much of your happiness that everybody wants to have, it's really not something that is pursuable. What it is really a sensation, or if you want to take it on a spiritual level, like a visit, where you suddenly start to feel a pleasure for life as it is. You know, just being alive, being relatively free of things that could have happened to you, and it lasts a few minutes, I think, was my last experience, and you end up either smiling or having a tear in your eye or something like that, but you're so pleased with the feeling that you have. Now, some people, as I pointed out in the book, some people have the idea that they owe the happiness, or that they're perpetually happy because that is what is expected of them. But if you seeking happiness through the wrong sources, it's always going to be elusive, and you're always going to be mistaken as to what exactly it is that you're experiencing.
The nice thing about the book, Poetry of Life, is you can pick it up, you can read for a while, you can read for an extended period, you can go back and reference some of the stories and poems there. One line that you have that I believe is yours: wealth alone cannot protect you. In fact, it might compound your existing problems and create new ones. Very thought-provoking. Did this come out of your observation from your various jobs, seeing situations where these people had money and they still had distress in their lives?
Yeah, and that came out a lot in that domestic violence matter. You know, immaturity on their part. They were very young people, And they're in an environment where things are coming to them pretty easily. Not necessarily that they didn't deserve it, but it was easier for them to get at it, having a college education and everything else. But the destructiveness that they also brought into their lives is what I thought I'd highlight in that.
The book is called Poetry of Life. Leland A. King is the author and our guest on the program. You'll find information basically wherever books are sold. I'll give you a list again of all the places the book is sold. You can go to pageturner.us and get information. Link onto that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Leland does an excellent job with his blog, which is bluegadfly.com. We've got the link on our website for that as well. One of the stories that really jumped out as I was reading it, it's entitled Learning Not to See People. And you have a quote in there from John Steinbeck. I wonder how many people I've looked at all my life and never seen. And that really, really gets you to thinking, what was the motivation for this story?
Actually, it's a true story. It was one of those things that you have to sit around a day and it just comes to mind as to how you had treated someone else.
Yes.
And what might have caused that treatment. We are all growing and we are all seeing things. I was just about 10 years old at the time. But the culture that I was in, it was so much determined by what work you do for the one company tongue that I grew up in. And there was this man who was working as in one of the most menial situations that you could imagine. And I didn't want to pass him. And I was really conflicted about even looking at him because I had a fear in me of poverty. So eventually I decided I'm not going to take another route because if I do that, it might offend him. So I'm that kind of person that, you know, some people say I like to be liked. I live with whatever it is. But I don't want to put a person like him in a situation where I prefer to walk around just not to see him. So it was a challenge for me to walk up the road. It was a block. We were the only two people on the block, and I decided to say good morning. I was so glad that I did because he responded with such happiness and understanding, and he seemed to be proud. And as I said in the book, I don't know why he was proud. It could be that, you know, nobody else spoke to him for the day. He was in the gutters, cleaning the gutters, and one might imagine that can be a very lonely situation.
Yes.
Because you have nothing to give to anybody, and you don't attract friends on that basis. So it must be a lonely situation to be working in the sun and going through what he was going through. It was in the midst of August, I think it was, and probably July. And he was there just pushing and, you know, scraping and scrubbing. It was heavy labor. And he leaned on his broom for a while, and, you know, we talked a little bit. It was awkward. But afterwards, when we said goodbye, I felt very good about it. And why it came to my mind now, I don't know. I just decided, look, why don't I write this? Because it's something that you see it every day, and some of those experiences, I'm sure, are common for many people.
Well, you think of how many times you look through people rather than at people, and it hits home in your story what it only takes a few seconds, doesn't cost any money to do, is a smile or a kind word. And it's interesting how that is rewarding for both you and the person you're talking to or smiling at.
Exactly. And decades later, I still remember him. That is, I believe, what happens at this stage of my life. When you have time to reflect and develop insight and empathy and all those things that should enrich us as we grow, but unfortunately it's not always that way, and we just live with what we have. There's another one that I have there. I think it's avoiding diligent efforts to avoid helping.
Yes.
That was one where I was traveling on the highway, and there was a car that pulled over, and I noticed it, and slowed down a bit. I saw that there were three children and a young man stranded on the road, and I said, look, let me pull off. It was about going on 6:30. It was getting dark and everything. The kids were just about 3 years old, and everybody was passing. And I stopped, and, you know, for some people it would be taking a chance. I wouldn't, you know, just go out and recommend a stop for anybody that you see. But you're smart enough to be able to determine what it is that you're seeing, right?
Yes.
And I thought of that. I decided to put it in a story. That too is a true story that happened to me. And I would have felt much different if it was a situation that I had passed and then that came back to my memory, because then I'd have to find some reason to justify it. So these are things that sometimes you sit and for some reason it just floats to your mind, and it makes you feel so much better because you help somebody for the right reason, which is that they deserve the help, not you deserving of an accolade. And I bring that kind of life experience to the book and to my readers.
And we all can experience what you went through and try to emulate that in our lives. It's certainly it's very inspirational. The book is called Poetry of Life, Lyrics, Lines, and Short Stories. Leland King, our guest on the program. Time is going by way too quickly, but a couple minutes left in the program. One of the chapters in the short stories is sometimes, unfortunately, I get to thinking. Talk briefly about that, because I have the impression your mind is constantly going and slipping away to places maybe you've been, maybe you haven't even been to yet.
No, that one is totally fictional. it's amusing. It's one of those things that you just come up with. I like to laugh at myself sometimes, and I do that through fiction. You know, I'm an older guy, and for some reason, we always feel that we're not older guys. And I thought I'd put that together with a very pretty lady who visited the home on government business, and the number of, you know, clumsy misunderstandings that's taking place. You know, for instance, when she asked if I live alone, my interpretation of it was, are you alone? You know, and you went through with these things that she's seeing one thing and I'm interpreting something else, and then being so much afraid of her because she was so young and beautiful, and I've got Temp there. Temp is the fictional character who lives in my head. And supposed to be there all the time, and he's not there sometimes. And it really ended up, as you know, with a good ending.
Yes.
My expectations of her coming back, and the knowledge at the same time that she would never dare to come back into a home like that, where you make suggestions to go and get a pair of knives to sharpen her pencil, and she freaks out.
It's entertaining on a number of levels. One of the many stories in the book, Poetry of Life, Lyrics, Lines, and Short Stories, new from author Leland A. King. This is a republished book now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. It's available for sale at all Amazon sites, at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press, and Media Direct Orders. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and many more. And Leland, before we leave, just briefly, I know you've been working with Page Turner on this process. How has that been for you? What has this experience been like working with them on getting the book published?
It was a restoration of faith, to tell you the truth. And why I say that is I've had some bad experiences with the previous two books that I put out, and some things I felt were really out of place. But I endured that, hoping that everything would improve, but it just kept going downwards. So I left with the impression that this publishing company does not have my interest forefront.
Yes.
So I went to Paige Turner, and we talked a little bit, and then the young lady who interviewed me at the time, she seemed very friendly. She seemed to know what she's talking about. And once I got in with them, she made the process very simple. You're in contact much of the time with people who certainly know what they're doing. And I didn't feel the discomfort or the mistrust that existed between the previous publisher and myself. I have another one that's coming out probably in another 2 months, and I'm going right back to Paige Turner.
And we hope to have you back on the program to discuss that. Information on Paige Turner, by the way, at pageturner.us. The book, once again, Poetry of Life, Lyrics, Lines, and Short Stories by Leland A. King. His blog, and it's really a good read, is bluegadfly.com. All of this information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll have direct links to the book on the audio and video. If you go to the YouTube version of the show, you will find them there as well. Leland, an excellent job with the book. It was a really fun reading, and I will hang on to that and go back to that from time to time through life to go back and re-examine some of those stories and think about them from maybe a different perspective. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
And thank you for having me. I enjoyed that.
It has been our pleasure. Once again, Leland A. King, author of Poetry of Life, Lyrics, Lines, and Short Stories, the book. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.